October the 5th, songs that invoke strong memories. Well, most of the songs that I do listen to, most, have strong memories to them. Some of them make me cry, some of them make me laugh. Pretty much, you know, you get strong memories, I think for me more when I'm emotionally unbalanced, which is like 99% of the time. But just if I'm emotionally low, I guess, or if I'm out driving and a song comes on the radio, can invoke a memory, not necessarily a strong one, but a memory nonetheless. An example, driving in my dad's convertible, it was a 60, no, 71, I don't remember. Oldsmobile convertible, cream color, black convertible top. And the song came on the radio by Charlie Rich. Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And my dad started singing it. And I remember the wind blowing in my hair. And my dad, we were driving down the highway, just out driving, listening to music. Another song that my dad used to sing on the radio was Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. Every time that song came on the radio, it just reminds me of my dad and spending time in the car with him. And another song that reminds me of shooting pool with my dad at the pool hall was B.J. Thomas, Hey, what is that song? Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, that's it. And my dad would sing that. I was trying to think. There are some songs I will never listen to. Robert Plant's album, I think it's Big Log. The Honey Drippers. That one song that, can't think of it. It was a remake, came out in the 80s. I will never listen to that. It reminds me of my first marriage, and it just makes my skin just crawl, and I get a nauseated feeling, and no. Another song that invokes a strong memory is, Freddie Fender's, I'll Be There Before the Last Teardrop Falls. And that was my quinceañera. This young man that I was unable to date because I was only 15. And he was 17, 18. Played that song. And it was a song that we danced to. And it brings back feelings of, like, not first crush, but kind of a first crush. And there was another one. Speaking of first crushes, the Monkees remind me of my first crush, my first love, because he would always sing them to me. And we had the album. And he had the album. I inherited it later. It was his sister's. And we would play it over and over and sing them. And just, there was one, I'll Get Back Upon My Feet is one that reminds me of him. So, those are just a few examples. On to October the 6th. Laterness, people.